Hey, you got a minute? We need to talk. No, no. No need to get worried. You didn't do anything wrong. Well, not really. To get to the point, you should stop writing scripts about incest. Obviously, you're a free man and you can write about whatever you want. But to spare you the details, you should just stop using incest as an element of your scripts. That includes the word daddy, too. I know. Lots of people love calling their partners daddy. And lots of people love being called daddy, too. I'm not yucking their yum or anything. Yeah, Reddit's rules have something to do with it, sure, but they aren't the only reason I'm telling you this. To be honest, it's just a bit, you know, basic to write an incest script. I'm not saying that you or your scripts are basic, just, you know, you and everyone else writes about incest. It gets a bit much, don't you think? I get it, there's that bit of, you know, supply and demand and all that fun stuff. I get it, I do, I'm just saying, would it hurt you to maybe diversify your scripts? Add some variety here or there. And while we're at it, your scripts should probably stop mentioning big cocks too. I'm sorry, I'm trying really hard to be professional, but it's kind of funny that that's what made you raise your voice. Calm down. Again, I'm just your editor and you can write about whatever you want. I'm just giving you some professional advice that I think will advance you and, I guess, me in our careers. What should you write about? I mean, I'm great at correcting verb tenses, but even I can think of a few things. Maybe some scripts for women, maybe something more LGBT plus friendly. You can even write about political stuff. Okay, maybe not political stuff, but it's a big wide world out there. Listen, I get it. I hear you. I just think that it'd be great if you stopped using incest as a plot element. Stop having women call you daddy. And stop having those women say that your cock is so big, when, let's be honest here, it's not. I'm not trying to emasculate you, but you know there's a lot more to sexual fantasies than just stepbrother jokes and women complimenting your dick. I swear to God, you're making it hard for me to stay professional. You have somehow managed to write, "What are you doing, stepbro?" meme into like 7 of your last 9 scripts. That just doesn't seem healthy. And not to mention how many times I've had to ask you to use different phrases whenever you write big cock in your scripts. There are plenty of synonyms for big cock, you know. Again, I'm just your editor and I'm just giving you suggestions. You don't have to take them. There's nothing I can do to force you to do what I'm asking. I'm just saying, you know, be imaginative. Like, here, try this. Close your eyes for a moment, take a minute, and breathe in and out. If you had to write a script right now where I, your editor, have to persuade you to do something, how would it go? Think about all the details, what I'd say, what I'd do, you know, really explore the space. Ugh. You don't even pay me, and you're asking me to suck your dick and simultaneously call you daddy and stepbro. I feel like I'm living in one of those stupid porn fantasy worlds you dream up. Fine, I'm only doing this because I truly believe in what I've told you. Deal? Deal. I'm going to close my eyes now, and when I open them, I'm going to become a totally different woman.
What are you doing there, stepbro? It looks like daddy's big cock needs a hand or two. Wow, daddy, I never knew that my stepbrother had such a big cock.
Guess whose fault that is? You can't just work daddy into something that involves him being the stepbrother. You're going to have to make a choice here. But hey, look, at least you're big and hard from our discussion. That's nice, I guess.
Your big cock is so hard for me, daddy. Would you like me to put your big cock in my mouth, daddy? Daddy's big cock is too big for my mouth.
Okay, see, I just said that out loud, and Jesus Christ, again, not to toot my own horn or anything, but that's the problem with saying daddy. The ages of the characters that you write can be ambiguous, and that can be a little problematic with, you know, Reddit and the rules. I know you try to keep your writing above board, but still, sometimes you try and force dialogue into your scripts to make it clear your characters are adults, and that can sound a little ham-fisted, in my opinion at least. Sure, you put the adults tag on every one of your posts, but I've seen people get banned from that too, plus, even though the characters you write about are consenting adults. And even though most of GWA are consenting adults, it's still a very grey area right now. You never know, you know. These are strange times after all. So maybe now's not a bad time to start doing things differently. For example, how about we just drop the whole cutesy voice thing and that whole daddy thing right now too? Guess what? I lied about becoming a totally different woman. It's called acting. Me sucking on your relatively average size cock hasn't changed a thing about me. I'm not going to repeat our discussion, since I'm already on my knees sucking on your supposedly big cock while calling you my daddy and my stepbrother. We made a deal, and you know what's a great part about blowjobs? What they don't tell boys and girls in sex ed classes. Oral sex is an act of submission, on your part. What I mean is, your dick is in my mouth. And I can, if I so choose to, bite it off. That sure got your attention. All I'm saying is, if you want this sloppy toppy session to continue, you'll have to keep to our deal. That's right. No more daddy in your scripts. No more incest scenarios in general. No more big cocks either. Can you do that for me? Can you do that for me, Daddy? I guess daddy was your trigger word, wasn't it? Yeah, it's pretty common. Honestly, though, based on your scripts, I thought you'd last longer. You're just lucky I'm a swallower, not a spitter. I'm dead serious, though. From now on, no more daddies, no more the incest, and no more big cocks in your script. Got it?